All right, this is Wednesday evening, 9:15:21, a no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. We're going to look at fours in the book of Revelation today. Kind of interesting, there's a section that changed my, I think I'm changing what I thought about it just from this study, so. All right, in the Strong's Concordance, four. It's 5064. It means to flow figuratively, to stretch out, cause to pour out or down figuratively, to deliver over. That's what four means. You know, five means grace. I'm going, I was looking for one word. There was no one word. All right, let's start with Revelation chapter 4. Verse 6, 4, 6. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And then verse 8 talks a little bit more about it. We'll read 7. The first beast was like a lion, the second beast like a calf, the third beast had the face of a as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. And here's a point of interest. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him that sat on the throne, who liveth forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that liveth forever and ever, and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy. Okay. All right, Revelation 5, 6. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth into all the earth. All right, now verse 14. And the four beasts said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him that liveth forever and ever. So these beasts worship. They worship. Okay, chapter 6 here, verse 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. All right, we're going to read what they're talking to John, saying, I want you to come and see. And I saw and beheld a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. When he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. There went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and they that should kill one another, and there was given unto him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. He that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. All right, I read to you 6. Okay, now I want to go to Zechariah 6, because it describes basically the same thing. Verse 1. And I turned and lifted up mine eyes and looked, and behold, there came four chariots out from between two mountains, and the mountains were mountains of brass. And the first chariot were red horses, and the second chariot black horses, and the third chariot white horses, and the fourth chariot grizzled and bay horses. Then I answered and said unto the angel that talked with me, What are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said unto me, These are the four spirits of the heavens which go forth from standing before the Lord of all the earth. These are those four beasts in Revelation. The black horses which are therein go into the north country. The white go after them, and the grizzled go forth toward the south country. And the bay went forth and sought to go that they might walk to and fro through the earth. And he said, get ye hence, walk to and fro through the earth. So they walked to and fro through the earth. Then cried he upon me and spake unto me, saying, behold, these that go toward the north country have quieted my spirit in the north country. All right, let's keep going. I'll comment on that later, what I picked up, something different about that. All right, Revelation 7:1. And after these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Verse 2, and I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Now, make a point of that. These angels are to hurt the earth and the sea. All right, I've got a lot of scriptures here, so I've got to keep. All right, now go to verse 11 in this chapter. And all the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the thrones on their faces and worshiped God. Okay. Now, with that, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 1. Verse 14. And God said, let there be lights. This is the fourth day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, a greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So we see the confirmation that I read to you of the four corners, the four angels holding back the four winds. Basically, this is flat earth confirmed right here in just this little passage here. Somebody wanted to know. All right, now go back to Revelation 9. Verse 13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel, which had the trumpet, loose the four angels, which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour and a day and a month and a year for to slay the third part of men. Now these angels are going to slay the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000. I heard the number of them. Thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and brimstone. But by these three was the third part of men killed by fire and by smoke and by brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. Okay, I read more than I should have really there. All right, these four angels are prepared to slay a third of men. Those are the Freemasons that have corrupted the whole earth. The wrath of God in full display here. Okay, now go to Revelation 14:3. Now, we talked about for a couple of weeks about how the angels are involved in all of this very intimately. And I was reading this, I began to see these angels are carrying out his judgment. Okay, 14:3. And they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 and 4,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Okay, now go to 15:7. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath of God who liveth forever and ever. All right, these are the vials of wrath. It's going to be poured out on the earth. All right, now go to Revelation 19, verse 4. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. Now go to Revelation 20, verse 8. And shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. All right. Now I want to hone in on the four beasts for a little bit. Four chariots. We have determined in an earlier teaching that they are God's transport. Chariots were the transportation of the day. All right, we're going to look at that. This is Ezekiel chapter 1 where we see these creatures. I'll start with verse 1 there. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives by the river Chebar, that the heavens opened and I saw visions of God. And in the fifth day of the month, that was the fifth year of King Jehoiachin's captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Chebar. The hand of the Lord was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud and a fire enfolding itself and a brightness about it. And out of the midst thereof as the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. So this sounds like what happened to Elijah, this chariot. Also out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and everyone had four faces, and everyone had four wings. And their feet were straight feet, and the sole of their feet was like the sole of a calf's foot, and they sparkled like the color of burnished brass. They had the hands of a man under their wings on their four sides, and they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined one to another, and two covered their bodies. And they went every one straight forward. Whether the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. See, God doesn't cast a shadow because he doesn't turn. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning. The living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now, as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one will upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was likened to the color of a barrel, and they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rings, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rings were full of eyes round about them four. Now, think about this creature. They see everything. No matter what direction, they see everything. It sounds like cute. You know, we have everything. We see everything. When the living creatures went, the wheels went by them, and when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Whithersoever the spirit was to go, they went. Thither was their spirit to go, and the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. It's kind of like whatever God thought, that's what direction they went in. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament above the heads of the living creatures was as the color of the terrible crystal stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament were their wings straight, the one toward the other. Every one had two which covered on this side, and every one had two which covered on that side their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty. The voice of speech is the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within, from the appearance of his loins, even upward, and from the appearance of his loins, even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. When I saw it, I fell upon my face and heard a voice of one that spake. Okay. Let me see here where I left off. Okay, they came to transport God's Spirit out of the temple. I've read that to y'all before. Now I want to go over to the book of Isaiah. Chapter 6. Verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The earth, whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongs from off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth, and said, Lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. All right. I also heard that the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Whom will go for us? Then he said, I, here am I, send me. All right. I've been thinking about these spirits today. And, you know, whenever I've taught before, it was about these spirits represented different spirits that influence our society today. But I'm not so sure that that's what it is. What I was picking up when I was reading this is that these angels, I believe they're God's assassins. God's going to carry out his judgment. He's sending these angels to do his bidding. All right. And it could be that the color that the horse represents has to do with the area that he sent. Because they know where they're going in different directions. Okay. All right. In verse 3, well, let's go back to 7 now. We've already read this, but so I can kind of put this together. I have no conclusive here. It's just, I'm just picking up, there's just something there. There's something different there. All right. Right here, 7 verse 1. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor any tree. I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea. Yeah. Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. So these four angels are sealing the 144,000, which are from each tribe, 12,000 from each tribe. Okay, and I heard the number of them which were sealed. We know, I've read those many times, so we know the different tribes. All right, verse 3. Saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. So that means those that are sealed cannot be hurt by these things that are going to be loosed on these bad people that are unrepentant. Okay? All right, now 9:13. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. All right, we see the four horns of the altar. Four angels bound in the river Euphrates. Do these guard Eden? Are these the angels that guard Eden? Where do you think the Euphrates is? Go to Genesis 2. Verse 8. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom had formed, and out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first is Pison, that it is which compasses the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold. And the gold of that land is good. There is Bedlam and the onyx stone. The name of the second river is Gihon. The same is it that compasses the whole land of Ethiopia, which is Africa. We know that. And the name of the third river is Hiddekel, that is it which goeth toward the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is the Euphrates. All right, chapter 3, verse 22. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. All right, it's evident here to me that God's angels carry out the assassination of the devil's crowd. Glad they're on our side, for sure. All right, now let's go to Revelation 15. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts girded with golden girdles.
That wasn't 15:7.
Well, which one is it? Oh, sorry. And one of the four beasts gave unto the seven angels seven golden vials, full of the wrath of God, who liveth forever and ever. All right, four beasts. Seven angels, seven vials to take out the swamp. Okay, Revelation 28. We read that a while ago. They shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to the battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea, these four angels. All right, 21:17. Now there's an angel here measuring the city, and he measured the wall thereof 144 cubits according to the measure of a man, that is of the angel. So this is the New Jerusalem that measures 144 cubits. All right, that's going to be it, short and sweet. Well, I've got some intel.